Friday, 12th week, Ordinary Time 1. First reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 17, verse 1. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless. And God said to Abraham, As for you, you shall keep my commandment. You and your descendants after you throughout their generations. This is my covenant, which you shall keep, between me and you and your descendants after you. Every male among you shall be circumcised. And God said to Abraham, As for Sarah your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. I will bless her, and moreover, I will give you a son by her. I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of peoples shall come from her. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said to himself, Shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? Shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child? And Abraham said to God, Oh, that Ishmael might live in thy sight. God said, No, but Sarah your wife shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him. As for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I will bless him and make him fruitful and multiply him exceedingly. He shall be the father of 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation. But I will establish my covenant with Isaac, whom Sarah shall bear to you at this season next year. When he had finished talking with him, God went up from Abraham. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 1. When he came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And behold, a leper came to him and knelt before him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And he stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I will be clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded, for a proof to the people. Theme: God can do everything. There are many things which are impossible for people to do, but always possible for God, such as to make sunshine, to pour down rain, to help elders to have a son when they exceed the age to give birth, to heal the sick whom doctors have given up on, etc. The simple reason for all this is that nothing is impossible with God. Today's readings report two miracles that showed God's power. In the first reading, the author of Genesis reports what God did for the patriarch Abraham. He gives him a son when both he and his wife have exceeded the age of having children, and he establishes a covenant with him and his descendants. In the gospel, Jesus healed a leper when he saw his strong faith in him. Analysis reading 1. Walk before me and be blameless. God made a covenant with the patriarch Abraham. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless. God's covenant is made not only with Abram, but also with his descendants. God said to Abram, As for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you throughout their generations. This is my covenant, which you shall keep, between me and you and your descendants after you. Every male among you shall be circumcised. circumcision for every male of Abram's descendants is only a sign. They must also keep what God said to Abraham, walk before me and be blameless. God changed their names. According to Jewish tradition, the one who names or changes the names of others has power over them. God exercised this power when he said to Abram, as for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. Sarai means the princess, and Sarah means the mother of many nations. Later, God changed Abram, which means the father is honored, to Abraham, which means the father of many nations. God promises to give Abraham a son. God said to Abraham, I will bless her, and moreover, I will give you a son by her. I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall come from her. Abraham misunderstood God's promise. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said to himself, shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? Shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child? Abraham thought God wanted to mention Ishmael, the son whom he had with Hagar, Sarah's maidservant. So he said to God, oh, that Ishmael might live in thy sight. God clearly explained his promise. God said to Abraham, no, but Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him. As for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I will bless him and make him fruitful and multiply him exceedingly. He shall be the father of 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation. But I will establish my covenant with Isaac, whom Sarah shall bear to you at this season next year. According to God's explanation, he shall give Abraham a son next year when Abraham is 100 years old and Sarah is 90 years old. They must name their child Isaac, which comes from the verb shka, and means to laugh. Isaac means he shall laugh. God shall establish his covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his disciples after him. God didn't establish his covenant with Ishmael, but shall greatly bless him. Ishmael shall also have great descendants. Gospel, I will be clean. The miracle. The leper knows how to ask. He came and knelt before God, saying, God, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. In one brief sentence, the leper shows us two important things. He is willing to obey God's will. When he said, if you will, he also knew the opposite thing which could happen. That is, God doesn't will, and he is ready to obey God's will to endure his suffering. People don't know what will happen in the future. Therefore, it is wise to add the phrase, if you will, as the leper did in today's passage. There are many things which people desire could lead them to more damage. There are many things which people's desires can lead them to more damage for both their body and soul. For example, winning the lottery can lead people to suffer damage in their lives or to lose their soul. Only God knows what is good for his children. He shall give the best to those who completely trust in his providence. He believes Jesus can do everything when he said, you can make me clean. The leper had no doubt in Jesus' power. This is the condition to be healed, as Jesus often demands from the patient. Jesus' reaction. When Jesus saw the expression of faith in the leper, he stretched his hand to touch him and said, "I will, be clean." Immediately the leper was free from his sickness. This was a courageous act of Jesus, and it showed Jesus' compassion, because the law prohibited any contact between the healthy and the leper. When Jesus touched the leper, he made himself unclean. The law prohibits any unclean one from entering the temple, but Jesus had compassion for the leper, who overcame all prohibitions of the law. The prophet Isaiah well expressed Jesus' compassion. "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted." Jesus' prohibition. Jesus commanded the lepers to do two things. 1, see that you say nothing to anyone. Many people don't understand why Jesus prohibited him from saying anything to anyone. Rather, he should let him talk about Jesus' power for people to believe in him. The reason why Jesus didn't want him to say anything was because he didn't want people to only believe in the powerful Messiah, as tradition goes, but also a suffering Messiah who endured sufferings to save people. 2, go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for proof to the people. The ancient society didn't have doctors as we have now. The priests had the duty to examine lepers and to announce if they were clean or not. Leprosy is a serious sickness, not only because of its contamination, but also, more seriously, in offering sacrifices to receive forgiveness. The law prohibited the lepers from entering the temple because of their uncleanliness. Since they could not enter the temple to offer their sacrifices, they had no way of receiving forgiveness for their sins. When the priest announced the leper was clean, he offered a thanksgiving sacrifice as the law commanded. Application in life. We need to have an unshakable faith in God in all situations for our lives, because things are possible in His power. We should know that not all things we ask for are good or pleasing to God. Therefore, we should be ready to accept God's providence and to obey His will for us.